Tonight, I see our listeners are growing. As they continue to grow, we want to continue to definitely keep pouring the word of God at every opportunity that we can get. And tonight, I want to read a simple passage of scripture. It may be simple, but the scripture is always profound. Anytime you are listening to the word of God, I want you to understand that what the word of God, as you read it, there's always a revelation in it for you, no matter what the situation is in your life. You can make the word applicable to everything that you are facing in every dilemma of your life. There is nothing that the word of God in your life cannot touch and will not apply to. So when you hear the word of God, you're just not listening to the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting asunder between the spirit and the flesh. So I want you to realize that when you are listening to the word of God, you are listening to something that is making you better. It is sharpening you. It is cutting out those things you don't need and bringing those things in that will help you, amen, to nourish and flow in God. And that's what you want to be. You want to be in a place in God where nothing can by any means separate you from the love of God, from the presence of God, from the anointing of God, from the glory of God. You don't want to be separated from God. So to stay in a deeper impact with God, you've got to be in the word of God. I'm going to be reading to you tonight from Psalms chapter 34, verse 1. The scripture here in Psalms is reading. David here makes himself subject and he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And when I say at all times, the scripture here is stating, I will bless the Lord. Now, how can you bless a God you cannot see? How can you bless a God you cannot touch? How can you bless a God that we believe in? Hallelujah. Scripture says that the Lord, the Spirit of God, that he is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Do you know how you bless God? You bless God by getting in the spirit. And then the Spirit of God leads you into truth. Nobody worships God from a perfect place. None of us have it all together, my God. But if you will worship God where you are, worship God in your truth, worship God in your bitterness, worship God in your sickness, worship God while things are at their worst, in the truth of the situation, I promise you, that may be the reality. See, the reality is you may be sick, but the truth is you're healed. You may be in the reality that you may be broke, but the truth is you're rich. So this is what blessing God does. When you begin to bless God, you bring yourself out of a reality that you are stuck in. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. And the word that comes to my mind is, it's not what it looks like. Life is not what you think it is. My God, life is not where you think it's going. You can have it all together and still lose the essence of life. But the essence of life is in blessing God. Every opportunity you get, when you learn how to bless God, when you learn to appreciate God, even for the little things in your life, you will begin to see the growth of God in your life. But if there is no thankfulness, there is no growth. Where there is no thanks, there is no grace. Where there is no grace, there is no growth. You have to get to a place in God where you start blessing God. What does it mean to bless God? To bless God means I got to tell him, thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I love you. I thank you for the things you're doing right now. I thank you for the things I do have, the things I don't have. God, I thank you and I trust your timing. My God, you know why many people will not bless God? They won't bless God because they don't believe in God's timing. They feel like God is off time. God, by now I should be here. By now I should be here. By now I should be doing this. By now. But I promise you, if you trust God, as Proverbs 3:5 says, lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. And Jesus says in his word, he says, listen, I will begin to direct your path. Where does the path lead you to? The path leads you to a promise that God made to your forefathers. The path leads you to a promise that God has already made you. My God. So that's why we got a blessing. That's why we got a blessing, because we're going somewhere. I've got to continue to bless God. Not sometimes. Not sometimes. He says, I will bless the Lord. Not my job. I will bless the Lord. Not my money. I will bless the Lord, not my problems. I will bless the Lord, not how I feel. I will bless the Lord, not how my body feels, but I will bless the Lord at all times. Doesn't matter what time it is. My God, some of us are ashamed of Jesus Christ. You're ashamed. You're ashamed of the name Jesus. That's why you won't magnify him. That's why you won't glorify him. You're ashamed to tell people that you know God. My God. Jesus says, listen, if you be ashamed of me before me, and I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. And I promise you, when I get to heaven, I don't want Jesus to be ashamed of me. I want him to say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Why? Because I'm not ashamed to tell people that I serve a true and living God. I'm not ashamed to post it. I'm not ashamed to let people see that I shout, that I speak in tongues. I'm not ashamed to show people the goodness of God in my life at all times. We've got to be able to bless him. You can't have no shame in this. The problem is we have too much shame in the name Jesus. Oh, my God. But the only shame you should have is the shame of your sins, the shame of your mess. And then there ought to be some glory in you for what God has brought you from, what God has delivered you from and set you free. So David says, listen, at all times, I'm going to bless God. I'm going to give God everything that I can offer him. I'm going to bless him at all times. He says, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Don't you realize the power of life and death is in your tongue? Many of you are not experiencing the blessings because you keep talking against it. I'm tired. I'm sick. I don't feel well. The Bible says, speak those things that are not as though they were. You got to start speaking that thing out of your mouth. You got to speak it until you see it. And then when you see it, you got to praise him. Hallelujah. You got to speak it until you see it. Even when you don't see it, you got to speak those things that are not as though they were out of your mouth. Stop talking about that you feel bad all the time. You're sick and things are not going well and this is wrong and that is wrong. And oh my God, I'm just having, if I didn't have no bad luck, as some of us say, I wouldn't have any luck at all. You got to start lifting your hands up in the middle of the trouble. Start saying, Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I give you the praise. Lord, I thank you. I promise you, you're out of your mouth. You can grow your whole life. You can change your whole life by what you say. It's in your mouth. Your praise, your deliverance, it's in your mouth. He said, it's in your mouth. It will continually be in my mouth every time I get a chance. God, I got to tell you, thank you. I appreciate you and I bless your name. I want to push you right now to bless God with me. I want to push you right now to just bless God with me for a few minutes. I want you to bless God with me, with your mind, your spirit, your soul. I want you to bless God with me no matter where you are. No matter what you're facing, I want you to bless God with me. Come on, just out of yourself, just say something. Just, Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, right there, just bless him. Bless him. Let's act on the word. We heard the word. Now let's act on it. Hallelujah. Come on, just bless him right there. Just bless God out of your mouth. Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I thank you. You're worthy of my praise. Hallelujah. We pour it out. We pour it out. Whatever you, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, I want you to continue to bless God. And every struggle and every phase of life, I want you to continue to give God the praise in your life. We love you. We appreciate you. I know that things are going to turn around for you. I know that you feel like right now you're at the end. You're at a dead end. There's no other thing. There's nothing else could make this situation better. But I promise you, if you lean on God, if you depend on God, God will make a way for you. God, we thank you for our listeners. We thank you for those who have taken out their time. We thank you for the growth of this podcast. Thank you, God. Thank you for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders of Jesus Christ. We thank you now, God, for the new thing you've done. And we speak it. Ashakata. We speak it. Ashandalabasike. Andalababasi. Thank you, God, for doing a new thing in their lives. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I speak it. I speak it. I speak it. I speak it. It is so. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We love you, and we're praying for you. Come on, pour it out before. Come on, pour it out before. Come on, break your alabaster box. Come on, pour out. Give him your best worship tonight. Come on, we came to lay on our faces tonight. We came to seek the King of Glory. Pour it out. 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 I came to pour it out. I came to pour it out. Pour.
Tonight.